Now, here's your host, Tom Donahue, an investigative broadcaster and a man on a mission.
Good day and welcome, America and beyond. I'm Tom Donahue for Tom Donahue Show, Tom Donahue Reports, and I have something to report here. Something that I decided to do, although there's no negativity, there's no issues, there's no problems. I just decided, based on time considerations and scheduling, and a hankering to some degree to come back to my roots as it relates to the way I do radio programs or even streaming or podcast programs. And that is, for the most part, I'm going to be the solo host. Angeline is still a trusted colleague, good friend. I had a tremendous run and experience with her as a contributing host. But she's going to still be a special contributor, a special, you know, reports contributor. We may from time to time do a joint program where, you know, she's a contributing host and we can go back and forth. I just felt that we did, I believe, 17 programs together, which is, you know, pretty considerable in light of the fact that I never had a contributing host. I never had a contributing producer that you would hear voice on air. Yes, I had guests. Of course, I had callers. So I just decided that, you know, we're coming into this very crucial election year, and I want to produce timely reports, and they may be, actually, I may put those up as podcasts individually and then put them together and emerge for our affiliates. And so we'll see how that goes. But I just kind of want to, you know, venture back to doing things more on my own. But Angelina's grown a lot. I think, in fact, she's talented, she's bright, she's interesting. It was fun. And quite frankly, she's going to continue with her own solo radio program, which she is very guest-heavy. And I was that way at one time in the 1990s. And it's called Truth Seekers Radio Show. And of course, she is the founder of her own streaming network, online network, that which actually has incredible programming, and that is K-Star Talk Radio Network. So you can catch her show, you can catch other shows, you can catch all that she's doing at K-Star Talk Radio Network, and of course, you're going to hear her reports. Matter of fact, even today, I kind of got backlogged here, and I have three reports that she's submitted for us, and I may run those three. I may run one or two of them. Depends on how I put this together. But nevertheless, I just wanted to apprise you that it, you know, the Tom Donahue Show / Tom Donahue Reports, more emphasis on that, will continue. And again, I just have to stress, with all due sincerity and accenting this, that there were no difficulties, no issues, no problems. It was just a decision I made. And she has always been supportive, always been a great friend and colleague, and will continue to be so. So you know how sometimes conspiracy theories work and how they're hatched and how people want to read into more than there actually is. And there is no is, because everything is great between us and with us and for us and forging forward. So that gives you a little more background, and there's no intrigue. If I'm disappointing you on that, well, then so be it, okay? But yeah, I really feel like that I really want to be able to just fully express myself. And it's not because of ego. Although anyone that does any kind of talk programming, you know, you got to have a healthy ego. You know, I mean, otherwise, if you didn't have a certain level of confidence, and if you didn't feel that what you had to say had any value or any import for others, then you wouldn't be doing this. So that's really what this is about: is that I really want to be able to just spontaneously just record something And even if I put it on the shelf and I bring it to you this week or next week or the week after, but I will have these different program segments that I feel led to do, that I feel inspired to do, that maybe it's a certain amount of research. Maybe it's just something that I feel like, wow, I really want to tackle this. Rather than waiting for a formatted program, and yes, we did actually put together sometimes prior to reports that you could that we would, you know, introduce, and also clips and things like that. So I'm really glad we did this. And like I say, we may still do from time to time on special occasion a joint program. And so nevertheless, that's that. And we're going to be talking more about those reports as a special contributor that she has already submitted to us. That'll be very interesting. Matter of fact, they are very interesting. And I kind of came to this decision when last week, last program, last episode, we actually, you know, she submitted a report on, you know, that she strongly feels that Hillary will run. I continue to say she will not run. And we, you know, kind of laid out our reasoning, our rationale for whether she'll run or not. And the fact of the matter is, whether she does or she doesn't, who's right and who's wrong, it's really nobody's truly wrong. It's just that there is, you know, immense speculation. You know, down deep, Hillary wants to run. You know that there are, well, actually really a minority that want her to run, but they may want to use her as a fallback, a backup plan, you know, in the event that whomever they need to have to face Donald Trump that could potentially possibly win. And of course, many of the Dems and the Libs and people on the progressive side, they really want a woman. They prefer a woman of color. And so that's going to get more and more interesting. So, so when I put that together, I said, you know, I just felt really relaxed, really comfortable that I didn't have to try to, you know, schedule a time and all that. Although sometimes it takes more time putting this together than just saying, okay, let's sit down for this hour. Boom. Hit the record button and do that. And having a producer that puts in all the spots and everything, and it's already, you know, formatted and ready to go except for slight edits. But anyway, I have to always lead by my gut and my instincts, and that's what I'm doing here. And so I think you're going to enjoy and continue to enjoy what I'm producing here. And I'm just so thankful that so many of you still care and still have an interest in what I have to say and what I want to share or teach or just simply you're following, you know, this particular broadcast or podcast or however you listen. And I appreciate all our affiliates and I just thank God and, you know, the Lord's good and that, I have this opportunity and we have the technology and we can continue doing this without a reliance on a particular radio station or a syndicator or, you know, because I'm doing this of free will. I'm doing this because I feel led to still contribute. There is no pay, whether it be, at some point I may have again paid advertisers, but right now I just run, you know, spots that promote with, you know, and really within my universe, which happens to be TalkStream Live and TalkRight and Surfer Music, app and you know, at some point I may run some other spots, and you know, we're doing this because it's more out of a dedication and devotion to delivering which I happen to feel is to some degree a unique message. I think people that have listened to my program over the years realize that I'm someone that is very forthcoming, and that I'm saying it because I believe it. And I'm not saying it because I'm trying to elicit a particular reaction or ranking or rating. And it's all about, you know, principle. It's all about the message and the mission. And you all know where I stand there in terms of the Constitution, our freedoms and our rights. And it's all about the truth. It's all about seeking truth and delivering a message that is authentic and it hopefully is impactful and is useful. So without further ado, we're going to introduce additional reports coming in from our special correspondent, Angeline Marie. So hold tight, right back, more to come.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Let's get back to the Tom Donahue Show. Always authentic, independent-minded, and truth-seeking.
Welcome back, Tom Donahue Show, Tom Donahue Reports. We're going to go right to Angeline's report. And her report targets and zeroes in on the focus happens to be Representative Omar and her beleaguered and troubled past as well as present as it relates to not only her campaign finance issues, marital issues. So you got personal issues, political issues. It's still not sorted out. The Dems are certainly not going to do anything about it. Don't even know if the Republicans will do anything about it. We don't even know if the Trump administration will do anything about it, or the legislative branch, or any legal enforcement agency. So let's dive deeper into the muck of Omar's convoluted, confusing, multimarital and extramarital affairs and its connections to campaign finance violations, immigration fraud likely perpetrated on the U.S. government. Okay, Angeline, take it away.
Welcome to As the D.C. Trash Bin Turns. As you might recall, I covered a story about Representative Ilhan Omar and her confusing marriages. We're still not really sure who she's married to, but a New York Post report from late August says there is a new confusing piece to the puzzle. You see, Dr. Beth Minette claims her husband, who is a consultant for Representative Ilhan Omar, is going to file divorce papers because she claims that her husband and Omar have been cheating, having an affair since April of this year. Had admitted being in love with another woman, and then when the doctor found out who the woman is, she decided to file divorce papers because the doctor and her husband have a 13-year-old son. And you might say, so what? Having an affair, it's not illegal, and it goes on every day. Although it might be unethical, it's not illegal. However, his company is receiving money from Ilhan Omar's campaign for quote-unquote fundraising consulting. The doctor wife files the divorce paper stating her husband, Tim Minette, admitted to the affair with Omar going back as far as April of this year. Now, the illegality surrounding the affair come into play because Tim Minette is a partner in a consulting firm that has worked on both Fomar's campaigns up until April 2019. She had been providing his company, or rather her campaign had been providing his company with itemized payments under the label of quote-unquote campaign consulting services. But after April, when the affair allegedly started, payments were no longer itemized and were simply categorized as traveling expenses totaling more than $200,000. You see, Omar's campaign claims that it's legal for her campaign to pay for consultants' travel expenses. But according to the campaign finance laws, the expenses have to be itemized, which after April 2019, they were not. And so this could be a violation of that law. Now, the National Legal and Policy Center filed a complaint with the Federal Election Commission. There's supposedly going to be an investigation surrounding the quote-unquote travel expenses. So here's the possible outcomes. If the Federal Election Commission finds that the travel expenses are justified and they just were not itemized, then Omar could just receive a fine. However, if it's found that the campaign contributions were used to fund travel expenses for the affair, she could face fines and jail time. But the question is, will the FEC really report what they truly find in this situation? You see, this Democrat representative is looked at as a little darling in the press. And so will she really be held accountable if she truly was using the funds to help pay for her travel of her personal extramarital affair? Now, remember, I covered her confusing marriage situation not all that long ago, and she's supposedly still married to the father of her children. Another report I read said that they may have separated earlier this year before the affair was announced, but first reports on Omar's shady marriages are, at this point, we're not even sure who she's married to. Remember, the original marriage scandal was to claim marriage tax benefits. And then her other marriage was possibly to her brother to defraud U.S. immigration law. Are you confused? I wouldn't be surprised. But let's just say, I'm going to go out on a limb here, nothing will happen to her, in my opinion. Just like nothing's ever happened to Hillary Clinton and her email scandal, just like nothing ever happened to James Comey, the ex-FBI director Andrew McCabe gets rewarded with a job at CNN. Now, a follow-up New York Post article from early September says, since the affair has become public due to the doctor's divorce filing, that Rep. Ilhan Omar's husband now wants a divorce. Ahmed Hirsi, who I think is the current husband, is going to file for divorce after the affair was disclosed, the affair with Tim Minette, her DC consultant. Now, the source of the report in the story is unnamed, which I always question that when they say an unnamed source, but claims that Omar and her husband have been separated since early 2019, probably around March. The report says that he's allegedly angry for looking like a fool while his Democrat representative wife allegedly cheats on him. Now, there was another report in late August that says Omar is standing by her story, saying that she did not have an affair. So she's denying this affair, even though the DC consultant has admitted to it. I don't think anything's going to come of this. I don't think she'll be held accountable for any of it. And I guess time will tell where this goes, and we'll try to keep you updated as we find out. And until next time, we'll see where the trash bin ends.
the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names, and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Now, back to the Tom Donahue Show, putting America first and patriotism in action.
Welcome back, Tom Donahue, Tom Donahue Show, Tom Donahue Reports. And speaking of reports, we're going to continue on with another contributing report from Angeline. And this involves Tulsi versus Hillary. That's right, Tulsi Gabbard versus Hillary Clinton. Very interesting stuff. On the back end, towards the end of the program, I'll do a little more commentary as well. Have at it, Angeline. Good job. Go for it.
Today's report is a follow-up to the report I did about a week ago called Hillary is Running. Yes, you know my feelings on this. If you heard that report, I think Hillary Clinton is running, but she is first trying to take the temperature of her constituents, if there are any left out there, because she's going all in to win. She doesn't want to take a chance of not winning. So today's report is called The Beauty and the Beast, Hillary Clinton Rails on Tulsi Gabbard. Now, I first heard about this when I saw Tucker Carlson, Fox News host. He had Tulsi Gabbard on, and this is what she said about Hillary Clinton apparently coming down on her.
Well, thank you very much for coming on.
Thanks, Tucker.
So just to the factual point first, are you a Russian sleeper cell?
look, here, let me tell you what this is about. This is about Hillary Clinton sending a very strong message saying that because I am and have long been calling for an end to our country's foreign policy of waging one regime change war after the next, the likes of which we've seen in Iraq, in Libya, and ongoing in Syria, and because I'm calling for an end to this new Cold War and nuclear arms race, that I am a Russian asset and that I am a traitor to the nation that I love. And not only are they saying that about me, they are basically sending this message out to every veteran in this country, every service member, every American, anyone watching at home who is fighting for peace and who is calling for an end to these regime change wars, this new Cold War and arms race. They are saying that you are also a Russian asset, that you are also a traitor to this country. That's really what's happening here.
But to call someone, I mean, it's one thing to say, I disagree with you, I think you're wrong, you know, you're crazy even, but to say you're betraying your country, and by the way, I should remind our viewers, you're a veteran, but that any American is betraying his or her country is a different level. I've never heard anybody at Hillary Clinton's level say something like that.
And the reason why she's doing this is because ultimately she knows that she can't control me, that I stand against everything that she represents. And that if I'm elected president, if I'm the Democratic nominee and elected president, that she won't be able to control me. She won't be able to manipulate me. She won't be able to continue to work from behind the curtain to continue these regime change wars that have been so costly. Thousands of my brothers and sisters in uniform were killed in Iraq, a war that she championed. Their blood is on her hands. I am calling for an end to these regime change wars. This is why she's speaking out strongly and smearing my character and trying to undermine my campaign. And just as she is doing this to me, this is what will happen to anybody who's doing the same.
So Representative Tulsi Gabbard, Democrat from Hawaii, and apparently Hillary is now coming down on Tulsi. Now, so my first thought was, well, why in the world would she be coming down on Tulsi, right? I mean, Tulsi, according to mainstream media press, is no big threat right now. The biggest threats would be Elizabeth Warren, maybe Biden, supposedly they're at the top of the heap of the clown show right now. So why Tulsi? Well, there's a lot of reasons, but I really didn't know a lot about her. So first I wanted to research Tulsi Gabbard. I'm no huge fan, but she does seem to be the most sensible of all those on the clown show. Tulsi Gabbard is against what she says in this clip, regime change wars, which I gotta say, I'm against the same. She's for quality health care. You know, that sounds good in theory, but I also know she's for universal health care for all. So I'm not sure exactly when she says quality health care what she's really meaning. And then she's for green economy, which green sends red flags to me. Anyway, here's what she says. Our nation, now this is on her campaign website. Our nation was founded on the values and principles of service above self, rejecting the rule of kings who prospered from the sacrifices of the people, and forming a new nation founded on the premise that leaders should be motivated not by serving their own selfish interests, but the desire to serve the people, a government of, by, and for the people. So what she says, you know, any American that loves this country and is a patriot could never say, well, they disagree with that. A government of the people, by, and for the people. Now, a little of her bio, she is the first female combat vet elected to Congress and the first female combat vet to run for president. She has served on the Foreign Affairs Committee. She did two tours of duty in the Middle East. She's currently a major of the U.S. Army National Guard. She says she was brought up in a multi-faith environment. She said she was brought up in the Christian and Hindu faiths. She does, if you read more of her bio, she does kind of seem to lead more into a new age type of faith. But that's just what I assess from that. Maybe you would think different. On the issues, and again, this is all from her website. She says she's for Second Amendment rights. She did co-sponsor a bill to ban bump stocks. H.R. 3947, Automatic Gunfire Protection Act. It does ban devices that speed up gunfire and semi-automatic weapons, although she says she upholds the Second Amendment. She is also for strengthening national instant criminal background check systems. Like I said, she's for health care for all. She's also for equality for all. Specifically, she lists the LGBTQ rights and supports same-sex couple marriage. She's also for H.R. 2119, which is called Therapeutic Fraud Prevention Act of 2017, which prohibits unfair conversion therapy in regards to sexual orientation. I believe that this could mean that any pastor or clergy even that would want to counsel someone, even if someone came to them willingly, that this could make it a criminal offense for a pastor or clergy to counsel someone on their, if they were thought maybe they were confused or whatever, on their sexual orientation. Now, I'm just telling you all this to let you know where she comes from. H.R. 124, pose ban on armed forces to openly transgender individuals. So she welcomes transgender individuals in to armed forces. She wants to end the war on drugs and allow choice to use marijuana, not just medicinally, but however you want to use it, you should have the choice. Civil liberties to protect Americans' communication and end warrantless backdoor searches. She's for email privacy. This is probably all stems back to Google that banned her and was trying to hide her results so that they could get less people to find out more information about her and her campaign and what she stands for. She's for immigration reform. She wants to pass DACA. She's for the DREAM Act, obviously, and a clear path enforceable to citizenship. She's for clean water, air, climate change. She wants to end subsidies to fossil fuels and agribusiness corporations. She wants to ban offshore drilling, create renewable energy jobs, and invest in wind, solar, and geothermal, and ban fracking.
Music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store. TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store. Now, back to the Tom Donahue Show. Liberty-loving and freedom-fighting.
Now, Hillary rails on Tulsi, and this is a quote from Hillary, give or take. This is my paraphrase of her quote. She says publicly, now, they're also going to do a third party again. I'm not making predictions, but they've got their eye on somebody who is currently in the Democrat primary, grooming her to be a third party candidate. She's the favorite of the Russians, and they have a bunch of sites and bots and other ways of supporting her so far. Okay, so this was in early October. Hillary comes out and claims that Tulsi Gabbard is a Russian asset. Okay, then on October 10th, Tulsi fires back, and this is great. She says in a tweet, great, thank you, Hillary Clinton, queen of warmongers, embodiment of corruption, and personification of the rot that has sickened the Democratic Party for so long. You finally come out behind the curtain from the day I announced my candidacy. There has been a concerted campaign to destroy my reputation, and we wonder who was behind it and why. But now we know it was always you, through your proxies, powerful allies in the corporate media and war machine, afraid of the threat that I pose. It's now clear that this primary is between you and me. Don't cowardly hide behind your proxies. Join the race directly. Game on is what I say. So pretty much Tulsi is saying to her, hey, why hide? Why don't you just come out and face me in the race? And why don't you join the race and run against me? Now, here's my summation of the whole thing. I think Hillary thinks Tulsi Gabbard is a triple threat, and that's why the attack. In fact, Breitbart News reported Hillary was apparently on PBS NewsHour, and she remarked that maybe there should be a rematch between her and Trump, and she says she could beat him again. It's truly remarkable how he remains obsessed with me. Well, I don't think Trump is really obsessed with Hillary. I think Trump just, I don't know if he's taunting her or what, but he really doesn't think Hillary could win. And I think Hillary is afraid of Tulsi because, let's face it, folks, she is the most sensible up there. She's probably the most moderate up there. She is definitely an attractive, well-spoken candidate. And the way she leans on some of the issues, she could potentially pick up those that maybe were right, but they're more moderate, and maybe they're not big on Trump. She may be able to pick some of those people up. And I think it was actually pretty smart of her, because I don't know of any Democratic candidates that appear on Fox. And she did. She took Tucker Carlson up on his offer. And, you know, that gets her out in front of a voting bloc that potentially she could pick up. The moderates who might be watching Fox. So in that respect, I think that was a pretty smart move. October 8th, Mediaite, Trump says, I think Crooked Hillary should enter the race and try and steal it away from the uber left, Elizabeth Warren. Only one condition, the Crooked must explain all of her high crimes and misdemeanors, including how and why she deleted 33,000 emails after getting subpoenaed. Hillary Clinton comes back and says, don't tempt me. So I see all of this theater. I see Hillary going after Tulsi, Tulsi getting back at Hillary, rightfully so, and then Trump trying to taunt Hillary, and Hillary coming back threatening that she might, it might be a good idea for her to run against Trump because she thinks she can win. And I'm watching all this back and forth, and I'm thinking, wow, you know, this would make a great television show. And then I'm thinking, I wonder if it is a television show. I wonder if it is a manufactured production. Is this even real? Are these people purposefully engaging in this back and forth? I don't know. I'm just asking the questions. I'm saying I don't know what's going on, but is it possible at all that the Tulsi-Hillary thing is for real? Is it an acted intro to open the doorway to usher Clinton into the race? Was Gabbard approached to be part of this theatrical production? Okay, well, here's my assessment. My gut tells me that Tulsi Gabbard is sincere. She's not an actor, and she is just standing up for herself. I truly think Hillary is somewhat afraid of her. She's young. She's smart. She's sensible. She's a former vet. She is kind of moderate compared to the others. She's attractive. She's got the whole package, well-spoken, the whole nine yards. And I think this scares the heck out of Clinton. So now I think she sees her as the triple threat. My heart hopes that Tulsi Gabbard is being real and that this whole thing wasn't manufactured. But my intuition still tells me that Hillary is running again. I definitely think she's running.
Okay, we're back. In conclusion, I want to thank Angeline for these quality reports, and I want to comment on Tulsi versus Hillary, and I really want to focus a little bit more on Tulsi Gabbard. And what she reminds me of a little bit is in the day when Ron Paul was challenging the Republican Party and the traditional old guard of the conservative right as it related to the GOP and the Republican Party, and of course more that libertarian but to the right, Tulsi Gabbard, although progressive, she reminds me many ways, Well, she's a non-interventionist, although she did serve in the military, so some might see that as a bit of a conflict, but she was a patriot and decided to serve her nation, although she saw and still sees issues as it relates to these foreign entanglements. But as running as for president on the Democrat ticket for the nomination, Angeline laid out a lot of her positions, but she's kind of like a libertarian to the left. You know, because libertarians, many of them are, you know, kind of, you're trying to define, although difficult to define, some do tilt to the left, some tilt to the right, and they have very unique views and perspectives. Generally, they are non-interventionists. I want to mention that two publications or within news organizations that have reported and given her fair reportage happen to be Breitbart News and Fox News. All the Democrat institutions and progressive outlets, left and liberal leaning, you know, certainly, do not give her a fair shake. And so she's had to rely on, strangely enough, the right, because she's open to coming on. She's open to having her views challenged, whether it's on a Tucker Carlson or a Sean Hannity or wherever, she wants to get her message out. So we got to applaud that. And you know, I've mentioned very often, you know, Hillary Clinton and her conspiracy theories. And she always thought there was a vast right-wing conspiracy against her and her husband. And quite frankly, there should be, because of all the heinous acts of hellish Hillary and, you know, Bill Clinton. You have this war going on where she, you know, it's fairly easy for Hillary to just simply assert, you know, without foundation, that Donald Trump's a Russian asset, Tulsi Gabbard is a Russian asset, we have Jill Stein of the Green Party a Russian asset. So anyone that could take away votes or take away influence or disrupt the status quo of the liberal progressive party, Hillary Clinton, or you know in any way takes away her power and influence, she has an issue, and she just likes to have her own conspiracy theories as it relates to that. But I do want to reference most recent articles, and I generally don't date stamp, but this actually happens to be on November 7th, 2019, and Breitbart did a tremendous job. And these are just the headline quotations, and then you can delve deeper if you choose to. But here is one. Tulsi Gabbard blasts Hillary Clinton's foreign policy establishment. Tulsi Gabbard to Breitbart News. We do not have a nation if we do not have borders. Wow, interesting. Tulsi Gabbard also to Breitbart News. Democrats certainly not anti-war anymore. Tulsi Gabbard battles Joy Behar for calling her a useful idiot. Here's another one, Tulsi Gabbard. The cancel culture is a disservice to our country. Now, there were many articles a few weeks back that talked about Hillary Clinton and her flirtations and, you know, her temptations to enter the race, and that's when she went on the attack relating to the president, Donald Trump, to Tulsi Gabbard, even going back in time to Jill Stein. So those things we have discussed, those things we will continue to discuss. And again, I want to thank Angeline for her fine reporting, and she'll continue to be a special correspondent and contributor to this program. Till we meet again, have a great week.
The conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.